Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk some Bucks basketball now, though. And joining us now from The Athletic, covering the Milwaukee Bucks, Eric Name is there. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm just jealous. I'm jealous of you. I was down there 10 days ago. I enjoyed it. And now I'm just living in jealousy of you.
Today's not a bad day. Finally, it started to clear up. It's going to be mid to low 60s today, and then it's going to warm up throughout the rest of the week. But when it comes to being a hot team, not much hotter than what the Bucks got going on right now. But they had a couple of kind of stumbles, I guess, if you will. They didn't look good against the Spurs. They had a couple of trips along the way. Last night they get themselves righted with a 130-113 win over the Pelicans. They now have 51 wins. Any reason with the recent couple of hiccups to be concerned at all?
I don't know if it would be long-term concern, but I certainly think when you look at this team, they're not playing their best basketball right now. And I think a large part of it is not having their full complement of players. When you look at this team and how they've sort of struggled after the All-Star break, they've lost three since the All-Star break. And, you know, the biggest thing to me was losing George Hill and Sterling Brown essentially in the same game against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the second game back from the All-Star break. Since then, their defense just really hasn't been the same. So often this year, you were looking at the opponent for the Bucks scoring in, you know, the 90s, which in the modern NBA is not something teams do a whole lot. That's just not normal. A lot of times it is going to be in the triple digits. And, you know, a lot of the time before the All-Star break, they were holding teams in the 90s. And, you know, that was kind of the sign that this is an elite defense. And that's where Mike Budenholzer wants to hang his hat, is defensively. And they just haven't been able to be an elite defense since Hill and Brown have been out. They're both very good defensive players. And, you know, they both give a lot of versatility. And since that moment, you know, Budenholzer has had a kind of try to figure out some different things. Sometimes it was going big. Sometimes it was going without a point guard. Sometimes it was playing a guy like Pau Gasol, who probably shouldn't be a part of the rotation, but you know, you are going on a back-to-back, you're short on bodies, you just need someone to fill up minutes, and you know, that leads to playing someone that probably shouldn't be a part of the rotation. So they're struggling through it all, but ultimately, they're winning. They're still winning a high percentage of their game, which speaks to just how good this team is. That, you know, even when things aren't going well, they can get it done. And right now, they're doing it offensively. And you know, I think it speaks to that trade for Nikola Mirotic, just how talented this offense can be.
I'm looking at this team right now, and I'm thinking, okay, as the postseason begins to approach, what am I going to be expecting from this Milwaukee Brewers or this Milwaukee Bucks team? So my question then becomes, with some of the injuries, working in some of the new faces, obviously it's a different type of different style of basketball once you start to get to the postseason. So what do you expect? I mean, because like you said, they're not playing their best basketball right now. They've had some injuries. They've had a couple of guys they've had to mix into the rotation. Does this, because you got to be playing your best basketball when you get to the post. I think they can get through the first couple of rounds just because they're just that much more talented than everybody else. But what do you expect this team to be by the time the next 10 to 15 games culminate?
Yeah, when you look at the teams that have made the NBA Finals and won the NBA Finals over the last, 20 to 25 years, you're looking at teams that are good on both sides of the ball. It's been incredibly rare for a team that's, you know, great just offensively or defensively and poor on the other side of the ball to get to the finals. I think, you know, the Pistons team that won the finals, that was a team that kind of bucked that trend because their offense just wasn't very good. The Cavaliers team last year, they were terrible defensively and still were able to make it to the finals. It's pretty rare to be bad on one side of the basketball, and that's not what this Bucks team has been. Throughout the year, they've been top 10 in both offense and defense. The defense is waning a little bit right now, but you know, I think as they get everything back, you know, the only time you you kind of mentioned it there, but, you know, when you have to be ready is the playoffs. You don't have to be ready 2 weeks before the playoffs. You don't have to be ready 2 months before the playoffs. That's kind of when I think the Bucks were kind of playing their best basketball, you know, was maybe 2 months before the playoffs start in February. But they can get back to that spot, and they only have to get back to that spot by April 10th, the last day of the regular season. That, you know, once you hit the playoffs, you really want to be able to hit the ground running. And you're probably going to have a bit of a, you know, quote-unquote warm-up series against a team 6-8 in the Eastern Conference. Those teams just aren't going to have the talent to beat the Bucks. So, you know, maybe you can work out some of the kinks in the first round, but that's not what you want to do. You want to play as few games as possible, get as much rest as possible, be as fresh as possible, because this team, when they have rest this season, has been fantastic. And you also want to be able to play at home. So the key is going to be just continuing to win games, even if it's ugly, even if it's not the prettiest thing, even if the defense isn't playing to the standard that Mike Boonholzer would expect. You know, keep winning games and then get yourself right here at the start of April. That's going to be the key. So there's still, you know, 3 weeks until the start of April. So there is time to get guys back into the rotation and, you know, get comfortable with everything. But they do need to, you know, kind of round back into form. And the biggest part of that is going to be able to find that excellence that they had on the defensive end.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about Malcolm Brogdon. By the way, we're talking with Eric Name in The Athletic. It covers the Milwaukee Bucks. Malcolm Brogdon continues to just be impressive. And while he doesn't always get heralded the way he probably should, and maybe even at times diminished as far as his importance, he has been playing some lights-out basketball. And as I was reading not only what you have written recently, but some of the other articles that have been penned about him, he really, I mean, when you're talking about a guy, there's a couple of players you could probably say the straw that stirs the drink that doesn't necessarily get to the recognition. He would be one of those guys for sure.
Yeah, what makes this Bucks team so interesting to me is that, you know, we sit here and Bucks fans complain about not getting enough out of the number two spot. And, you know, they don't have that true number two, whatever that term may mean. I'm still not 100% clear what people actually want out of the number two spot, because Chris Middleton is incredibly good. But all of that aside, they don't get everything that people want out of the number two spot. But when you look at the three spot in the roster, the four spot in the roster, the fifth spot in the roster, you're getting the absolute most possible out of all of them. So if you slot a guy like Eric Bledsoe in as the third most important player, the number three option on this team, you're getting a guy that goes to the rim. He's fantastic doing that, and he's one of the best defensive point guards in the league. He should be an all-defensive candidate this year, first or second team. Then you look at Brook Lopez, a guy that plays the five that is going to be your center and just shoots like a two guard, if we're being totally honest. So that's another spot where you're getting the absolute most out of everything. And then, you know, when you look at the fourth or fifth option, you can debate if Brook or if Malcolm Brogdon is that. You look at Malcolm Brogdon, you're getting a guy that's scoring almost 16 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 3 assists per game. That alone is difficult. But then you add the fact that he's possibly going to be the eighth player ever to have a 50-40-90 season. That's 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line. And when you're talking about getting the absolute most out of a roster, he's that guy. You literally, because of the efficiency with which he plays, you can't get more out of the fifth spot on your roster. Like it's just not possible. He doesn't get that many shots, but he makes the absolute most out of the opportunities that he gets, and he makes plays. Like, it is really impressive to see a guy like that be able to play so efficiently, play so consistently, you know, without a ton of opportunities. It's truly impressive to see that, and that's what has made this Bucks team so great, is that 1 through 5, you're getting the absolute most out of your roster, and that's not what most teams can say. Most elite teams are going to be able to say that about, you know, their number one spot because they probably have a superstar, maybe the number two spot because they have a second superstar that's, you know, overcast as, you know, a number two. And then once you get to the 3, 4, 5 spots on the roster, it gets a little ugly. And that's not what this Bucks team is. It's 1 through 5 contributing every night. And it's really made them a unique team. And it's not possible without Malcolm Brogdon.
Always good to chat with you, my friend. We'll talk again next week as the Bucks continue to trudge on towards the postseason. And so do you.
I look forward to it. Enjoy the sunshine. Hopefully you get a little.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.